This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 17th. God's word for you today is step by step. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 5, verse 24, and it says, Enoch walked steadily with God, and then one day he was simply gone. God took him. Metamorphosis is not a huge change that happens once. It is not that one big thing you do and boom, your life transforms. Unfortunately, that is how people see change and see the things of God. But it is not like that. It is not the huge things you do once that bring about the transformation. It is the small things you do consistently that nobody sees that bring about the big things that everybody wants. It is the things you do consistently. Spiritually, for instance, everybody wants to be anointed and to have a solid relationship with God. But it is the small things that nobody sees that bring about the big things that everybody wants. I am going to share with you, by the grace of God, the things that we need to do consistently that bring about the big change. It is the small things that nobody sees that bring about the big things that everybody wants. I am totally excited about what God is set to do in our lives. So, open your hearts. We will begin with the habits, the small things that strengthen your spiritual health. What are the things that I need to do consistently to be spiritually healthy with God? If you want to be spiritually healthy, there are 7 things you need to do to experience metamorphosis in your spiritual life. If I want to be transformed into that thing that everybody wants, these are the things that nobody sees that I need to do consistently. First, I must love Jesus supremely. If you want to be spiritually healthy, you must love Jesus supremely. Jesus must be the supreme desire of your life. Luke chapter 14 verse 26 says, if you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. Jesus is not saying to hate people. He is saying, when you put your love for people side by side with your love for him, it should pale in comparison. It should even look like hate because it is nothing close to the love you have for Jesus. If you're going to be healthy spiritually, you need to love Jesus supremely. Jesus says you have to hate by comparison everybody else. And in case you do not know who everybody else is, Jesus helps by enumerating everybody else. Your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. You have to love Jesus supremely if you're going to be spiritually healthy. Think about these things. Let them sink in. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to steadily walk with you, putting one leg in front of the other. Help me to love Jesus supremely. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.